sounds. It's 4 o'clock and it's time now for Music Planet, and Catherine Tickell has ventured into the Pennines for a very special Christmas celebration.
Yes, we're in the wilds of South Yorkshire, and outside there's sleet and wind, but within these walls there's only the windpipes, the lungs and the vocal cords of the singers here in the Royal Hotel in Dunwich, which is, we're near Sheffield. It's one of the homes of the local Yorkshire carol tradition, which is an amazingly unique local carol tradition that's been going on for a couple of hundred years, and there is going to be some singing going on tonight. Let's start off with Awake, Arise, Good Christians.
Awake, arise, good Christians, let nothing you dismay. Remember Christ our Saviour was born upon this day. The self-same moon was shining that now is in the sky, when a holy band of angels came down from God on high. Hosanna, Hosanna, to Jesus we'll sing. Hosanna, Hosanna.
Awake, Arise, Good Christians is the song you've just heard. It's a local carol from round here. And we're off here in this Christmas carol sing at the Royal Hotel in Dunwich. I'm sitting here with English folk singer and ethnomusicologist Faye Heald. Now, Faye, this is not the first time you've been in these hallowed walls, is it?
Indeed not. It is quite a local.
So talk us through what's going on here, because it's not something that's been put on specially for us at Radio 3. This is something that just happens.
This is a local tradition, yes, in lots of villages around sort of Sheffield into Derbyshire area. There's weekly from, it starts on the first Sunday after Armistice Day, so as early as November, starting every Sunday, 12 till 2, come and down to the pub and sing carols back to back and then go carry on your day. So, yeah, a beautiful tradition.
But it's not just the Christmas carols that you might hear in your local church, is it? These are carols with a difference.
You wouldn't hear them at all. Yeah, it'd be completely unfamiliar music. But it'll feel quite familiar. So the sound of it, it's quite hymn-like, I suppose. It's quite Methodist in its sort of tone. It's four-part harmony. But it's a room full of local people, not singers. It's not a choir. It's not conducted. It's not orchestrated. But it's... Well, it's rehearsed over decades, over centuries, and the parts have solidified, and it's a phenomenal sound, as you heard there.
So we're about to have another carol. I know there's so many to choose from, so we can take a guess what it's going to be.
This one, yeah. So this is While Shepherds Watch Their Flocks by Night. So that is a set of words you'll know, but the tunes are completely unique. So those words were the only words that you could sing within church after the Reformation, the only Christmas carol that was allowed, because the text is so closely tied to the Bible. And so the way around that was that they just wrote loads of different tunes so they could keep singing the same song over and over. So it's still a very local carol because the music is from here, but you might be able to sing along with the words.
While shepherds watch their flocks by night, all seated on the ground, the Lord came, and glory shone, and glory shone, and glory shone, and glory
Oh, it's so great to hear these local carols sung in situ here in the Royal Hotel in Dunwith near Sheffield. And while all the singers take the opportunity to fill their glasses, catch up with all the local news and decide what they're singing next, I'll play you a selection from the EBU, that's the European Broadcasting Union's 2021 Christmas and New Year Folk Music Project. So you're about to hear music from Moravia and Estonia, but let's start in Bulgaria, where the tradition of dancing carolers has been going on for over 100 years. So this is performed by young men wearing long fur coats and boots with spurs that jingle, and those spurs are emphasizing the rhythm. So imagine yourselves in the Thracian region of Bulgaria on Christmas Day. And outside, bagpiper Alexander Rychev is accompanying a group of carol singers doing the traditional Christmas dance, the Buenek.
Венчуем вам счастье и здрави, свате Божи, пожинани, пожинани того дому, co доброго всецко к тому. Несем вам добру новину, дал Пану счастну годину, Пана сына породила, паненстві не порушила, породила го в Бетлемě, мези го вари на сеně. Duchem svatým ho počala, nynej, nynej mu zpívala. Zpívali jemu anděle, svaté pěsničky veselé, daj vám štěstí, milí páni, ať se vám na koně daří. Která je dobrá matička, dá nám kusek makovníčka a dá nám to koláče, ať nám to dítě neplače. Který poctivý mladěnec dá nám groš česky na věnec, jestli nám dá o groš více, to budeme měť na střevíce. Která poctivá děvečka dá groš bílý do pytlíčka, jestli nám dá o groš více, to budím měť na střevíce. Která nám nic nechce dáti, ta se nemíní v amen, amen, ať se stane, ať se nám to nedostane, takového zlého muže, ať nám jedře naše kůže.
From Estonia, Johanna Adele Jussi on violin, Bendik Lundhanshus on guitar, playing Jol Uten Joe, Christmas Without Joe. And before that, you heard a traditional Moravian carol from Eva Bitova, and also those Bulgarian bagpiping dancing carolers. And thanks to our friends at the European Broadcasting Union for making those recordings available to us. We're going to be having more Christmas traditions from the EBU later on. I'm Catherine Tickell, and you're listening to Music Planet here on BBC Radio 3. And we're settled in very cosily here at the Royal Hotel in Dunwich for the Carol Sing. And I'm sat next to Dave Eyre, who's been involved in the Sing for about 60 years, Dave?
No? Quite that many.
Somebody told me it was 60. Maybe they were just having me
Russell
on.
Or somebody like that. I started singing here in 1972. So that's over 50 years, yeah. But, started singing here in 72. One of those silly things, my wife, who's Scottish, came down, got a new job, and this chap said, oh, you're interested in folk music? And I said, yes, you go listen to the carols at Dunwith. And that's how I got here.
You've been coming here every
coming
year.
Every year since then.
So I'm going to be talking to you later on, after this next song, about a bit more of the tradition.
Yeah.
But just tell me, what do you think we're going to be, what are we going to hear next?
We're going to hear a song called, which is known locally as O Reapers or Reapers, and it's a Sankey and Moody song, very cheerful, very happy, clappy, the kind of thing that they introduced to Britain around about 1890. And it's obviously been taken up because people love it. People love these kind of carols that can sing along to and make a joyful noise, I suppose. Although I've got to tell you that when I first came here, the local MP told me I've got to forget that they were about religion. They're actually about singing together, which is much more fun, really.
Yeah, that whole sense of community is so apparent.
Absolutely, absolutely. That's what it's all about.
Yeah.
Through all the weary and discouraged, we bore us and complained, believing in the blessed Master, why should we ever faint? For they that wait upon the Lord, upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings. They shall mount up with wings as eagles.
Carol, locally known as Oh Reapers. And I'm sitting here with Dave Eyre. Now, Dave, can you tell us a little bit about the origins of this whole idea of Yorkshire carol pub singing?
If you want a quick shorthand summary, then in around 1860, the Church of England adopted the hymns Ancient and Modern. And so what you would say is, 1860, what did they sing before that? And so you can basically say, this is what they sang before that. What you hear now is the remnants of an ancient tradition or an old tradition that's still going on.
And are these sings, they're open to the general public? Anybody can come along?
Anybody can walk in the pub. It's just a pub. And anybody can walk in. And so long as they join in the singing, because that helps, then it's the most enjoyable experience.
So what about if you're coming in and you don't know all of these Yorkshire carols?
It doesn't matter, because somebody's Yorkshire, somebody will sell you a book. So it doesn't really matter. But they'll loan you one. I was given a little cyclo-styled book made on a Gestetner machine. Some of your older listeners might remember Gestetner machines. And that's what I was given with the words in. And that's how I started learning. But a lot of it is learnt by ear. People do learn from singing.
I've been hearing there's these beautiful harmonies going on. Are those harmonies... I've been looking at some of the books that you've brought with you, mm-hmm. and you have all the harmonies written down, but what happens? Are you allowed to just make up your own harmonies? Or
most people do. Although the books are there, and they're a wonderful work of art, as well as music, by the person who did them, Ian Russell.
We'll be speaking to Ian later, so he can give us the lowdown on that.
But they're there for people to sing to, and if you can read the dots, then it's brilliant. But if you can't read the dots, not so many can these days, then you'll learn them fairly quickly. The organ will give you a clue, and so people can join in fairly quickly. Most people do. I mean, I'm a rotten singer. I'm the worst singer. But I join in.
I mean, as you were saying earlier, and I know you're not a rotten singer, as you were saying earlier on, it's all about that sense of community. And I think there's also something that's really great about the fact that people aren't concentrating on reading the music and getting everything absolutely correct. There's something uninhibited and really strong and vibrant about the singing.
That's exactly how people would describe it. We do have formal things, we have formal sessions, and there'll be a formal quartet maybe that you'll get a chance to record in this session here. But most of it is done by ear.
And I know that a lot of these carols are specific to this area. What's the most local carol that we might hear tonight?
Well, I suppose if you wanted to pick up something that's really local, then you'll hear Stannington tonight. It'll be done as a solo. Stannington was written in 1953 by the organist at the local church, and it's been adopted into the repertoire, and that's one that you'll hear everywhere because it's such a beautiful tune. And it's going to be sung by Marilla Holmes.
Special order, please.
Ring out ye joyous bells.
the rousing voices of the carol singers here in the Royal Hotel in Dunwich. Fantastic to hear these Yorkshire carols in situ. You're listening to Music Planet. I'm Catherine Tickell, and let's have some more from the 2021 EBU Christmas and New Year Folk Music Project. We're going to hear seasonal songs from Russia, Sweden, and this traditional carol from Latvian group Lakshne. And the words translate as, "We greet the winter solstice. It's taken a long time to get here, but soon it will already be gone. Light a bright fire and invite God himself into our home."
Так от яуны, так от ватцы, валк от сватку скал меня. Так от яуны, так от ватцы, валк от сватку скал меня. Валк от сватку скал меня. Дециметы гайшу гуны, лайды деву и вставай. Дециметы гайшу гуны, лайды деву и вставай. Лайды деву и вставай. Pieviņš brauca pār kalmiņu sudrabotu metelīti. Pieviņš brauca pār kalmiņu sudrabotu metelīti. Sudrabotu metelīti. Ej, tā bērni, skatīties, kas pa namu bulgurēja. Ej, tā bērni, skatīties, kas pa namu bulgurēja. Kas pa namu bulgurēja. Ziemassvētki nam uz lauka, visus trauktus cilādam. Ziemassvētki nam uz lauka, visus trauktus cilādam. Visus trauktus cilādam. Vai lielie ziemassvētki ilgi nāca drīz aizgāja. Vai lielie ziemassvētki ilgi nāca drīz aizgāja. Ilgi nāca drīz aizgāja. Ilgi nāca, drīz aizgāja, ne nedēļas negaidīja. Ilgi nāca, drīz aizgāja, ne nedēļas negaidīja. Ne nedēļas negaidīja.
Three Christmas songs there from Latvia, Russia, and ending there from Sweden, a begging song from Malung, traditionally sung around the houses to ask for food and drink for a big party to be held after Christmas. Sung beautifully there by Ulrika Bodeng and the St. Jacob's Chamber Choir, who regularly sing in Stockholm Cathedral, apparently. And we are here in Dungwith with our own choir. Well, I'm not sure they'd call themselves a choir. We're here in the Yorkshire Carols Cathedral that is the Royal Hotel. And some of our singers have been enjoying the fine ales to be had in this establishment, so vocal cords will be well lubricated. And I'm sat here right now with Rosie Hood, Matt Quinn, Marilla Holmes and Paul Horton, who have been singing with great gusto through the evening. What has brought you to Dungwith and to be part of this tradition? Were you all brought up with it, Rosie?
Well, personally, no. I've always loved singing and always loved carol singing. Used to do it in my village down south, but I only moved to Sheffield less than 10 years ago, and I've been very welcomed into this tradition here in Dungwith, and so now I feel like it's mine.
What about you, Matt?
I grew up with folk music in the family, and but the kind of traditional carols side of things was never a thing I'd experienced anywhere outside Sheffield. And then I moved to Sheffield as well about 5-6 years ago, and turned up here and thought, well, this is great. People are singing loudly together. That's what I like. And they're good songs as well.
And Marilla, we heard you singing that solo earlier in the Stannington song. Are you from Sheffield?
No. I am from Australia. I'm from Melbourne. So I moved to Sheffield about 6 years ago, particularly because it is known for its music. It is a music town, music city.
And there's a lot of different types of singer here tonight. I'm hearing, you know, very obviously folky voices and, you know, some sounding more music hall. And yours is neither of those. You're sounding, assuming you're classically trained?
I am, yes. I trained in Melbourne and I used to sing with various professional companies around Melbourne, including the state company, Victorian Opera.
I think you're going to be singing a little quartet for us later on, so I was told by Dave anyway, so I'm looking forward to that. And we've got Paul over there. What brings you to the carol tradition?
Well, I used to work in a bar in Salford, and a couple of guys came in one evening and said, over in Derbyshire in South Yorkshire, they have these carols. So I moved here in about 92 and I just sought them out. So I've been singing them for many, many years. But I was told that this tradition existed and I was completely delighted to find the various pubs where these carols are sung and to join in.
So what are you going to sing as a quartet?
We're singing Awake My Harp, which Paul can probably tell you more about.
Yeah, it was written by a chap called Richard Furness, who and members of his family are still living in the village of Emout in Derbyshire. In fact, I was only in a pub the other day, and members of the Furness family used to run the pub there in the 1700s, so it's a very long-standing family.
Well, let's hear it.
Are we ready?
Yes.
One, two, one. Awake my harp, my lute and cheerful voice, ye people songs of praise, rejoice on this glad morn to chase the gloom of night. The star of Jacob rose, the star of Jacob rose, the star of Jacob rose. Behold, he comes, Messiah from above, comes to perform his mighty acts of love. A virgin pure, of Abraham's chosen race, rings forth the seed divine, rings forth divine, the world to bless. A child to us is born, a son is given, in mortal's flesh appears the Lord of heaven. Humble he stoops to this polluted earth, diffusing gladness, diffusing gladness.
Oh, it's so great to hear these local carols sung in situ here in the Royal Hotel in Dunwich. And I'm sitting here next to Professor Ian Russell of the University of Aberdeen on his holidays down here. Now, Ian, we do like to think of these traditions as going on unbroken for centuries, but according to Joanna, the pub landlady, she told me that these regular sings actually started with a PhD. Yours?
I don't think that's true.
I suspected it might not be, but I'm sure PhD had something.
Some of the field work I did round here in the 60s, late 60s and into the 70s with local singers who lived in the village, one of whom was Horace Fretwell, another was Charles Green, and both of them remembered singing the carols in this pub long before the Second World War, right back to the First World War, and they would not necessarily have a fixed time.
And did you have specific songs that were only sung in certain villages as well?
That's very true, yes. There were some sung in certain villages, but then there were some that were shared between different villages. So, for example, Wild Shepherds to Liverpool might be sung in 20 different villages around here. Very popular indeed, and a wonderful carol.
Yes.
Dating back to probably about 1750.
And can you just set this tradition in context? I'm interested in where it stopped being in the churches and ended up in the pubs. How did that happen?
Sure. The movement that drove the carols and this sort of music, they didn't just pick on carols, they picked on lots of things, was organised by a group of high churchmen called the Tractarians. They became later known as the Oxford Movement, and they started publishing stuff and from about 1816, 1820. And several churches in this part of the world by about 1830, 40 had done away with church bands and had installed organs, done away with choirs of mixed voices and had little boys singing in surplices and so on. And that was the movement where they were ousted from the church. Now, my belief is not that it all happened the same way, but in many villages, the groups that had formerly been in the churches became peripatetic carol singers, which they'd been anyway, but they kept that part of it going. And so they sang round their villages, and as they sang round their villages, for example, in 1906, when a wonderful group of local carolers called the Big Set sang at the Cock Inn at Uttebridge, they would be invited inside the pub and they sang in the pub. And the more that happened, the more established the carols became in the pub.
So I think it's about time for another song now, another carol.
Well, I hope it's going to be Back Lane. Because I would plug for Back Lane. Now, the reason I say that is the tune was written by William Womack, and he was, like many people who worked around here, not just a blacksmith, and he was also a farmer. He was both. And around about 1800, he wrote this music for what we now know as Back Lane, Behold the Grace Appears, the Promise is Fulfilled. And to me, this is the epitome of the local carols in this tradition. It really is a wonderful carol.
Jesus is the child.
things are really warming up now. Well, I say they're warming up. They're warming up in musical terms, but it's actually quite chilly because we've got all the windows open for COVID precautions, and the poor organist, Matt Crum, he's all wrapped up with his woolly hat and coat on. He's right next to the window, which isn't stopping him from doing some nice little jaunty little interjections on the organ between some of the verses, which has been great. But it's just been wonderful to be here, and it's been quite emotional, actually, just being part of this huge wall of sound and the warmth and interaction between everybody, watching the enjoyment, the sheer enjoyment of people singing to each other and for each other here as part of this Yorkshire Carol tradition. We've got time for one more, and it's another version of Wild Shepherds Watch Their Flocks. Faye Heald earlier on was telling us that there are at least, I think, 15 versions of Wild Shepherds Watched with different tunes in this Yorkshire Carol tradition. And this one is called Old Foster.
While Shepherds Watch Their Flocks by Night, to the tune Old Foster, sung at the Royal Hotel in Dunworth. And that ends today's Music Planet, which was presented by Catherine Tickell and produced by Roger Short. And details of all the music you heard in the programme can be found, as ever, on BBC Sounds.
I see it's almost time for the in-tune Christmas celebration. Here's your invitation to our annual party, where we'll be spreading some Yuletide cheer with seasonal readings and lots of live music.
Other guests will include Onyx Brass and the Swingles.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire.
Join us for the In Tune Christmas celebration on Tuesday afternoon at 5 on Radio 3 and BBC Sounds.
And now here on Radio 3, it's time for J to Z with Julian Joseph. And it's another chance to hear a programme first broadcast in August.
Welcome on the show today. Concert highlights from the superb saxophonist Melissa Aldana. But we kick off with new music from djembe drum master Weedy Bremer. And this is Hippos in Space.
Sometimes dreams are what we see, not what we feel. And even that